My name is Carla Shmaya, and we have been showing here for 22 years now. And we love coming here. We come every year. We always bring some cattle. We have a quite small herd, so we bring what we have, you know, that's available and that looks right for the year to show. And this year we have two head down here, a red and white winter calf and an Ayrshire Junior two-year-old.
Carla, where did you get your start? Was that at a young age or...?
Very much so, yes. I started off showing 4-H in Todd County, and I told my parents that I wanted to show cows, and they said, we don't know anything about it, but we will support you. And so I learned how to catch the animals myself and break them to lead and learned everything myself. And over the years, I've just learned more and more and continued to try to improve the cattle that I work with, and have passed on that love of showing to my two sons.
And for those who are unfamiliar with World Dairy Expo or have never been here, it's got to be just the greatest stage to be on.
It absolutely is. I always say this is my Christmas. This is my favorite week of the year because of the quality of cattle that exist here. So you get to see cattle from all over the North America, which we don't necessarily get to see any other times during the year except for, you know, social media posts and those types of things. And it's also the people. So there's people here that I only get to see once a year. And so I spend a lot of time walking and talking. I average 15 miles a day. And everybody knows me because I've been through every aisle multiple times. And my goal every year is to make new friends, be they neighbors that I haven't tied next to before or just people that have cattle that I like. I like to talk to them and see how they take care of their animals and what additional things I can learn.
How have your cattle evolved from the first time you've shown here?
It is amazing. I tell my children, I'm like, you don't know how lucky you are, because when I started I was happy if I wasn't last. And last year we had two head that we exhibited here. And we walked away with 5 medallions, and 2 of them were blue, first place. So we have come a long way.
And it's not just, you know, let's get them the week prior, let's get them ready for Expo. It's I'm sure it's an all-year deal.
It is an all-year deal, yeah. So as I mentioned earlier, we have quite a small herd. I only am milking 2 cows right now and have a total of 14 animals on the farm. And every day is preparation for Expo. And so the animals get washed every day at home. For the ones that came to Expo from Minnesota State Fair till now, so for the last 4 weeks, they've been getting washed 3 times a day. They get walked multiple times. Every one of them is on a specially set of rations that gets adjusted based on their condition, and you're constantly trying to tweak it a little bit to just make them better and better and better as the year goes on.
So when it comes to the feeding and everything, you do all that?
Yep, I do. Myself or my sons, I also work off the farm, and so I travel a lot for work. And so because of that, I have a great support system in that either my children will take care of them if they're not in school, or I have a neighbor who also has some cattle that stay at my place, and so she will take care of it. She's actually on her way here right now, so then her husband will take care of the ones that are at home for the next couple of days. But I couldn't do it without them, and you know, it works quite well for us, but it also means that in order to do this, we have to keep it small. You know, we're never gonna get back being big anymore, and so we try to breed the ones we have to improve, and we also try to buy some selectively and keep the genetics going. But we typically average on our small herd still selling between 3 to 5 animals every year and then replacing them with other animals.
You mentioned the social aspect of an event like this. Do you have 1 or 2 sets of people that you look forward to seeing every year or that you meet? Or?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, there's always, you know, a certain group of friends that you only see, especially for me, it's especially a lot of the Canadians that come down for this show. So this is typically the only time I get to see them. We'll talk on the phone maybe once or twice a year. Other than that, and so yeah, there's definitely, you know, certain groups that I like to talk to, but yeah, I talk to a lot of people all day long because it's all about making connections, because you never know who you might meet that might be the one that buys an animal from you next year or 5 years from now. And so it's very important to make as many friends and make as many connections as possible here.
Anything behind the name Starlight Acres?
So it started off with, it was actually my father's original prefix. And he had just Ayrshires, or, you know, we had a small herd of all Ayrshires. And so it was Starlight Acres then, and so when, or Starlight Dairy actually at that time. And so then when I started to get back into setting up a farm of my own, and we were looking for something to call the farm, we live on top of a hill, and you know, when you get north of the cities, it's quite beautiful at night to see all the stars, and it's completely open. And so we came up with a tagline that Starlight Acres is where the cows are stars and the people make them shine.